needs the feeling of watching the sunset while enjoying my pipe. Things have been so easy lately out here. Autumn has finally rolled in, and the busy days of summer are long behind. I dare say, I'm actually looking forward to the cold seasons for once. I suppose I should stop idling out here and go check on the guests before everyone turns in for the night. But I want to stay out here just a little bit longer. The other girls can attend to our guests. I need not be present every moment, do I? This old gal has earned herself a little personal time. Seems I won't be afforded such time after all. It seems we have another guest arriving. How odd. It's getting awfully late. Such a tired, bedraggled-looking fellow. Perhaps a traveling adventure. Interesting. Of course, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Adventurers don't live by the schedule of us common folk, do they? I have gotten so used to the spoiled nobles that frequent my inn. Ah, here they are. Oh, traveler, what brings you out this way at such a time of the day? You look quite worn down. You're looking for shelter? Then I've got good news for you, my dear. You found it. Not just shelter, but one of the finest inns in the land. Where are you? You definitely aren't a local, are you? Then let me introduce you to my beloved home. I bid you welcome to the Silver Mountain Inn. We've got some of the finest hot springs around. Travelers come from all over to relax in my inn, or to prepare for the long journey up the mountain. I assume you've come to climb the mountain. You don't even know what the Silver Mountain is. My dear, I can't help but wonder where you hail from, if you aren't familiar with the mountain. You're simply a drifter. I see. Well, for a drifter, you're awfully well-armed, aren't you? Come now. I'm sure someone like you has slain all manner of beasts in his travels. So you are a traveling warrior, then? That's what I thought. My dear, you need not be shy around me. I'm a simple innkeeper. In any case, you've found yourself at the foot of the Silver Mountain. Do we call it that because it's full of silver? A good guess, but not one bit. No. The fog around here is dense, and when the morning sun hits the fog, the mountain appears to shimmer like silver. Now, if you'd like to come inside, it is getting a bit late. Good. Come along, then. I'll get a room booked for you. We've got more affordable space for common folk and travelers and Is there something the matter? You've not got a coin to your name. I see. You're a warrior, I'll wager. I have likely cleared out some of the foul beasts that skulk about the mountain. Yes? As I suspected, I wouldn't be able to run my inn without men like you protecting me. So, we'll work something out. I can find a use for such a strong boy as yourself. Come along then, my dear. Truth be told, I have a bit of a soft spot for adventurers. Now, let me take a look at the guest list and see what rooms we have open. There aren't any. Silly me. We seem to have booked up the entire inn. You'll just be on your way. Certainly not, my dear. Not in the state you're in. But what can we do? I suppose I'll just have to let you use my room then. Now, I won't accept any protests. Let not be sad that I'm a poor host. Where am I going to sleep? That's for me to worry about. But I appreciate the sentiment, dearie. Follow me then. My room is way in the back. If you could, do walk quietly. Our guests are all likely resting, given the hour. Yes. The inn is a lot larger than it looks from the outside. Why, it stretches out quite a distance. It's nestled in the mountain itself, so there's only one approach. Hard to get a good look at it. So, if you don't mind me asking, what brings you out this way? Is it fame? Fortune? You did tell me you were a drifter. Or, perhaps, you were looking for something else. You're finding yourself? I see. Well, do you care to take care of yourself while you're at it? You're scraped and battered enough as it is. It'd be a shame to see you fall to some of the beasts that wander about the area. When is the last time you ate? That long? Oh, how terrible. Well, it is a bit late to cook a proper meal, but I've got some treats in my room that you can snack on. Here we are. You can set your equipment down in here as well. Take a load off, darling. There. I'm sure that's quite a relief for you, isn't it? Now, let me get a proper look at you. Oh, you're in quite a rough state, aren't you? If I let you go to bed like that, I'll be washing my linens for weeks to come. Can you wash up in the hot springs? Oh, no. The hot springs aren't for bathing in. They're for relaxing in. Seems to me, I'll just have to clean you up myself. Surely you don't mind. I'll go draw some warm water and get something for you to lie down on. While I do that, you can make ready by taking off your armor and such. I'll see you soon. Ah, that's perfect. Good boy. Come over here. I've got warm towels for you to lay on. You don't have to worry about getting these dirty. Now, go ahead and lie down on your stomach for me. There you go. Good, good. Now, just relax and let me clean you up, darling. Oh, you are such a mess, aren't you? What sorts of scrapes and fights did you get yourself into out there? Oh, how terrible. Oh, these scars. These hurt when I touch them. No. Oh, they must be old scars then. I see. I'm glad. Well, I won't worry about the ointments then. Or any first aid. Honestly, aside from being dirty, you don't seem that bad off. You seem more sweaty and exhausted than anything. There we go. Down your back and up again. Just stay like that. You can close your eyes if you want to. Relax. Think of this almost like a massage. Yes. Yes, look at you all cleaned up. Do I often trade adventures? Not really. Like I said earlier, most of those who come here are nobles and common folk. Sure, I get the occasional adventure looking for work, but typically I don't see too many of your kind. Go ahead, lift your leg for me. Lean down here. There we go. Good. Good. Alright. Now, go ahead and lift your other leg. There you go. Good. Get this all wiped down. Not quite as good as a proper bath, but for now, this will have to do. Maybe tomorrow, I can have the girls draw a proper one for you. Get you cleaned up a bit better. But this should be enough that you don't ruin the linens, at the very least. Now, you seem like you've calmed down quite a bit. I imagine, with all the difficulties in your journey, this will be quite the treat for you. Why am I doing this? I told you, I have a soft spot for adventures. Didn't I tell you earlier? I couldn't run my business without people like you to protect me. No, it seems like there's something more. I suppose you've got me. The more I looked at you, the more I talk with you. Well, you remind me of someone I used to know. You looked to be about as old as they were, too. Oh, that was so long ago. Oh, don't mind me. That was half a lifetime ago. I'm just reminiscing. I see. Part of him and you. So, maybe it just kindled a desire to take care of you. There. I'm done with your back. Go ahead and roll over for me. There you go. Say, how are you feeling so far? Good? I'm glad. It shouldn't take that much longer. Then, you can get some rest. Knowing I have someone as strong as you around here makes you feel so much safer. Well, I do appreciate my typical clientele. Well, they're all typically a bunch of foppish nobles. Not a single one could even raise a weapon if need be. But the scars on your body, the way you carry yourself. You may be half my age, but you've got a lifetime of experience in your belt, don't you? Speaking of under your belt, I see you've had quite the reaction to being bathed. Oh, come now. There's no need to be embarrassed. In the decades I've ran this inn, I've seen far more lurid things than that. If anything, it's rather charming. Really, a young man such as yourself, reacting to an old lady like me. How sweet. You think I'm beautiful? Oh, my dear. Whispering platitudes into my ears isn't going to get you free room and board. You're being serious. Are you actually that interested in someone like me? Oh, I see. Today's youth are so forward and honest, aren't they? Oh, if only you could have been honest with your desires, too. What was that? Nothing. I'm just an old woman musing over the distant past. Well, I suppose, given your body's reaction, you are telling the truth, aren't you? You can't really fake something like that. But what do we do about it? Ah, I know exactly what we can do. Here, tell you what. You keep this lonely old lady company for the night, and I'll consider that your payment for the stay. What do you say, dear? God, I expected nothing less from you. Come here, then. We've got a long night ahead of us. Well, I know you're tired from your trip, but I also know you've got that fire of youth in your belly. After all, why else would your dick be this hard, despite everything you've been through? Do you mind if I take a look? Good. Goddess be praised, boy. Your dick is huge. Half my age, nearly twice my height, with a bitch breaker like this tucked in your trousers. Tonight's my lucky night. Take a look at this, my darling. My pussy's already wet and dripping. Oh, I can practically smell the desire pouring from your body. No panties? Of course not. It's not like anyone can tell what the sort of dress I wear. Now, I like to be handled a certain way. I may be all elegant and ladylike on the outside, but deep down, I want to be fucked like a whore. Bred like an animal. I like men that are bigger than me. And you, my darling, you're perfect. I want you to mount me, grab my horns, and take hold, and plow that hard cock as deep inside of me as you can. Oh, that look on your face. You didn't expect me to be so vulgar, did you? I've got a hobby, you know. When I'm not running the inn, I spend my time writing the raunchiest books you've ever laid your eyes on. Under pen name, of course. I couldn't bear to see the reputation of my inn besmirched. But a night with someone like you, ooh, it's akin to a dream come true for me. My lonely, aching pussy has waited for a night like this for nigh on 20 years now. Oh, the traveling warrior come to ravish the lonely innkeep and then disappear nearly as quickly as he arrived. It's almost poetic. Now, won't you join me in bed? I can't wait any longer. You're worried about ruining the sheets? If it's for something like this, I'd happily scrub these sheets for the next month if I have to. Look, look. This old lady's pussy is glistening and wet. It's so needy and hungry. Why, I'd even bet you could plunge the entire length of your cock inside of me in one go. You aren't going to keep me waiting any longer, are you? Yes, yes, grab my horns. Oh, you're so much bigger than me. Is that? Oh, I can feel the tip of your cock. Don't tease your elders, my dear. You don't have to hold back. Fuck me. Breed me like a stallion. Oh, it's so big. Oh, goddess, it feels even bigger than it looked. Yes. Yes, this is everything I've ever wanted. Am I ready? Aren't you considerate? Oh, my darling. I want you to ravish me. I want you to treat me like your cock sleeve for the night. The only purpose I have right now is for you to mount me and flood my pussy with your hot cum. Yes, that's right. I want you to come inside of me. I want to feel my belly stretch as you pump load after load into me. Am I worried? About what? Getting pregnant? You are such a sweet boy, aren't you? What do you think I want the most? Haven't you been listening to me? Oh, it's so thick. At my age, I'm running out of time. You don't need to worry. You don't need to think about anything right now, other than breeding me. In this moment, we're just two animals in heat, rutting mindlessly. So let go. Don't hold back. Your cock is already inside of me. After all, there's no reason to hesitate, is there? Oh, that's right. That's right. Good boy. It's so big. Oh, goddess. This is going to break me by the end of the night, isn't it? Oh, that feels so good. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, your cock feels so good. That's good. Oh, that's good. Yes. Deeper. You don't have to hold back with me. This dick won't be enough to break me on its own. You'd have to try much harder than this. Yes. Darling, that feels so good. Yes. Stir my pussy up with that hard cock. Oh, goddess, it feels so good. Yes. Good. Oh, feeling your hips slam into me with every thrust. Yes. Yes. Good. Yes. Deeper. Give it to me deeper. I've needed this so bad. It's been so long since I've had a cock inside of me. Yes, good. Deeper. I'm getting addicted to this cock. It feels so good. Oh, it feels so good inside of me. God. Yes. Oh, you're such a good boy. Ugh. yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, oh. So good inside of me. Oh, I love this. I love it. It's so odd and hard. Oh, it's so deep inside of me. Oh, it's so deep inside of my pussy. Good. Good. Oh, fill me up. Fill me up. Oh, I want this dick so bad. I want this cock to make me into a mother. Oh, I want it to pray me. Oh, I want you to breathe me so bad. I know you're tired on your journey, but this isn't all you have, is it? This surely isn't all you have for me, right? Yes, that's right. Grab my horns. I told you earlier, you don't have to be gentle with me. You can grab my horns. You can ride me like a wild animal. Oh, I want you to stir this old lady's pussy up. I want you to mount me and breed me and pour all of your cum into my pussy. You can do that for me, right? I know you can. I know this isn't all you have. Oh, yes, there you go. Grab hold. Land on top of me. Oh, I feel so small beneath you. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, that's what I want. That's what I needed. Oh, I need this so bad. Oh, I need to breed me so bad. I told you earlier. The only thing I'm useful for now is as a cock sleeve for you. Yes. Good. Good. Pound my pussy with your dick. Use me. Use me to pull your cum into. I don't care what happens after. You can throw me away if you want. All I know is that right now, I need your hot cum inside of me so bad. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, your cum feels so good. Good. Yeah. Oh, your dick feels so good. It's so big and thick. Oh, and good to watch inside of me. Oh, you want to come inside of my pussy so bad, don't you? You want to pour your cum into me and knock me up. I want you to pour so much cum into me. I want my stomach to be stretched out by your cum. I want you to make me look like I'm pregnant already. You can do that for me, can't you? You can make me into a mother. Good. Good. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. God. Good. Oh, it feels so good. I love the way you grab my arms. I love the way you handle me. Oh, so small beneath you. Oh, and you just treat me so well. Oh, I love the way your body on top of me. Oh, I wish you could have this every night. Oh, I wish you could have this dick every night inside of me. Oh, your breathing is getting heavier. Are you getting close? Are you gonna come for me soon? I can feel your body shaking, your breath getting ragged, and your cock twitching. I can't take it. I can't take it. I need you to come inside of me so bad. I need you to get me pregnant, to breed me so bad. Oh, come inside of me. Come inside of me. Knock me up. Oh, pour every last drop inside of me. You're gonna come. You're gonna come for me. Then do it. Come for me. Don't hold back. Don't back. Pour everything. Yes. Oh, come so deep inside of me. Goddess, please. There's so much. I feel so full. You came so much inside of me. My belly feels so full and warm. Goddess willing, I'm sure to be pregnant from this. I can't. I'm so tired. Good morning, my dear. It looks like you're finally awake. I've taken the liberty of preparing breakfast for you. Consider it on the house for a job well done last night. Do you not remember the moment we shared? It was over in an instant, but it felt like an eternity. At least for me. Oh, it's not that. Then what is it? Oh, you're surprised by how quickly I recovered. You shouldn't judge a book by its cover, my dear. It takes a lot of strength to run an inn like this. Just because I'm half your size doesn't mean I'm a complete pushover. It's true, last night certainly did take my breath away. But you're the one who slept the night away on top of me. Now, don't apologize. If anything, I should be the one saying sorry, given how hard I pushed you with the state you were in. Still, you look like you're doing quite well now. A good bath, a bit of fun, and a long night of sleep. It can do wonders, can't it? I was right, though. I may have to spend the next month washing my bedding. Still, that was an experience I'll never forget. 'Tis almost a shame, really. What is? I mean, you're going to be off on your journey again. Given what you said last night, I expect we'll never cross paths again. I'm wrong. Well then, Why don't you enlighten me? Because you think you found what you've been looking for. I thought I told you not to whisper platitudes in my ears. You're being serious. Really? Someone your age? Interested in me? It isn't just because of last night, is it? I see. Life is so strange, isn't it? Why not then? If the goddess herself wills it, who am I to resist? Plus, I bet you'd enjoy another night with me, wouldn't you? That's what I thought. You're already hooked on me. Good boy. Well, for now, why don't you just relax and enjoy yourself for the day? You've been traveling for such a long time. Take it easy for a bit. Eat, rest up, and then we can talk about the future. How does that sound? Ah, God. Positively delightful. Oh, you've got this old lady's heart all aflutter. I haven't felt this way since my youth. I've got to get my day started. But I know, only practically singing in the halls. Enjoy your breakfast, darling. And prepare yourself for this evening. I think you'll find me to be utterly insatiable.